Right, let's come back to our top story this morning. This mass attack, gang attack in Larne, the Southeast Antrim UDA are being blamed for the mob attack in Holmes last night. We just heard from the Assistant Chief Constable there, who confirmed between 60 and 100 men attacked houses in Ferris Avenue and Knocktu Park. The house in Ferris Avenue, which had previously been shot at in January, was completely destroyed, as was a car nearby. One resident is in a stable condition in hospital. A police officer also needed hospital treatment. The MP for the area, the DUP, Sammy Wilson, joining us this morning. Morning to you, Sammy.
Morning, Stephen.
I don't know if you heard the Assistant Chief Constable on there, but he was defending the action of the police and said he was very pleased with how they handled it. Are you?
Well, I didn't hear the interview either, though I did speak to the police on the ground last night. I think that, first of all, the people who have to be condemned and the real direction of criticism ought to be at the people who gathered last night to do damage and to attack the police. And, you know, I know that it's a popular thing to say about police reaction and everything else, but if these 60 to 100 people had not been there intent on doing violence and wrecking the place, then of course there wouldn't have been any issue.
Sammy, I'm not trying to knock the police just for the sake of it. What I'm trying to ask is what type of message does it send out to the gangsters if they're able to waltz from house to house and get away with it? That's the point.
You know, I suppose there's a number of issues. I mean, first of all, the police were on the scene very quickly, though not in adequate numbers, because, of course, there was no intelligence. It would seem from the conversations I've had with the police that an incident of this nature was going to happen, or indeed that a mob of this size was going to be assembled. So it took some time to get the TSG from Ballymena and from Belfast. And, you know, a couple of policemen by themselves were never going to be able to deal with this. So I think that the first thing is how good is police intelligence and for mobs of this to be assembled. And, you know, they weren't all from Larne, Stephen. They couldn't have all been from Larne.
The information is they came from Carrick, Sammy. So up to 100 people travelling from Carrick and the police don't get there first.
And that's what I'm saying, that, you know, given the fact that they would have had to assemble and travel from another place. One has to ask how good is the police intelligence on the kind of movements of paramilitary groups like this. And I think that the police have to ask themselves what can be done to ensure that their intelligence gathering is better, so that crowds like this can't gather without the police having on hand the resources to react to it.
Are you in any doubt?
The second thing, though, you've got to bear in mind, Stephen, is that this is partly in reaction to arrests which the police have made in Larne over the last week and a half. And it is a challenge, I think, to the rule of law, where those people who are involved in criminal activities, when they are apprehended by the police and when the police make them amenable to the courts, then decide to try and come in with the heavy hand. And the same happened in Ballyclare a couple of weeks ago, to challenge the authority of the police and to challenge the rule of law and to try and send a message, you come down hard on our members and we'll come down hard on the community. And that's why I think it is important for all of the community to cooperate with the police, because otherwise we are going to find that an alternative source of policing is imposed on people, and as we've seen, a source of policing which is brutal.
Are you in any doubt that the UDA ceasefire is now over?
Well, I don't know what you call this being an ending of the ceasefire, whatever. What I'm in no doubt, Stephen, is that the UDA are involved in criminality of the worst sort, and criminality which requires a response from the state and from the police and from the courts. Otherwise, the people who are subject to this kind of mob rule are going to find that the quality of their life is destroyed.
But Sammy, some people would know you as a man that calls it as it is. Is it not a farce to suggest? Like, what does it take for this UDA ceasefire status to actually be broken? You take hammers, you get a gang of your members, up to 100 of them, they travel from one place to another in order to batter people. Steven, what does it take for the status to be over?
I'm not really concerned as to whether there's a ceasefire or not a ceasefire. I mean, to me, whether there's a ceasefire, whether they say there's a ceasefire or not, when criminality demonstrates itself like this, then you do not treat anybody with kid gloves. You treat them as I think the public expect them to be treated, and that is that they feel the full brunt of the law.
No one was arrested last night. Not one. No roadblock set up. A couple of roads, as you know better than I do, from Larne back to Carrick. No roadblock set up afterwards. No arrests made. The UDA ceasefire still intact. Why wouldn't these people just be laughing at the rule of law and thinking of doing it again? Why wouldn't they?
Well, you know, declaring... I don't care whether there's an official statement declaring that the UDA ceasefire is intact or not intact. All I'm concerned about is that when criminality of this nature occurs, that all of the resources of the police are directed towards it to apprehend those who are guilty and to make sure that they go to the courts, and when they go to the court, that they get the proper punishment.
Okay. And have you any confidence that the courts will take this as seriously as it should in terms of the sentencing?
Well, you know, the record of the courts in the past has not been good on this. And as you say, there is more that the police can do, and I've said to you today, whilst the local police were on the ground very quickly, they were overwhelmed and had to withdraw because they couldn't do anything faced with the kind of mob that they were faced with. But the police have to, knowing that this is a reaction of these criminals to arrests, they then have to, I think, improve their intelligence and also have resources which are available for quick deployment, so that either they confront the people before they do the damage, or after they've done the damage, make sure they get them before they get away from the scene.
Okay. Sammy, thank you very much.
Okay.
Indeed. Morning to you.